Traditionally, this third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the Latin word for rejoice. We rejoice that Christmas, the coming of the Lord, is near. The rose-colored vestments that are worn today and the rose candle and the Advent wreath are reminders that Advent is coming close to an end. We have 10 days to earnestly focus our minds and our hearts on the coming of the Lord. Sometimes our minds are distracted and become focused more on the social and material aspects of the Christmas season, diverted more to the receiving and the giving of material gifts rather than the spiritual gifts associated with Christmas, the birth of our Lord. Our perception sometimes becomes that the more expensive the gift, the more it is cherished and brings the most joy. As we know, the joy we receive from a material gift is short-lived and fades after a short period of time. Monetary gifts are intended to bring joy to the person receiving the gift. However, Scripture tells us that our true joy comes from the blessings that we receive from God that sustain us spiritually for a lifetime. So we are continually searching for this spiritual joy where we will experience Christ's presence to us throughout our lives. The prophet Zephaniah tells us in the first reading, "Be glad and exult with all your heart, for the King of Israel is in your midst." Why then are we not always aware of Christ in our midst? What is it then that can turn our minds away from the joy of feeling Christ's presence in our lives? Could it be that when we tend to feel sorry for ourselves, call it self-pity, for whatever reason, we are focusing attention on ourselves, which diminishes our awareness of Christ's presence to us? Remember that we are a creation of God and that God's creation is all good. We are all human and we do stray at times. That's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation, where we bring our faults before God, asking for His forgiveness. Putting ourselves down is not the spiritually healthy way to deal with our guilt or shame. Holding on to anger and resentment is another way that can distract us from Christ's presence. It eats us up from within and diminishes our joy. We must also learn to forgive for our own spiritual and emotional well-being. If you watched the funeral ceremony for President Bush last week, you heard Senator Alan Simpson in his eulogy make the comment, "Hatred erodes the container it is carried in." How true that is, because unforgiveness is also the cousin to hatred. And then there's the attitude that possessing more material things is going to make us happy. We all know from experience that material possessions are transitory and only satisfies us in the short term. Another obstacle to joy is fear and worry. St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, tells them, "Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." There are so many experiences that can cause us anxiety. But if we place our anxiety and our fears in God's hands, we will feel His calming presence. Paul goes on to tell the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Your kindness should be known by all. Your kindness should be known by all. And you know, that's the secret to finding joy and peace in our lives. That's the reason to rejoice. Because by showing kindness and being present to others in their time of difficulty is when we experience joy and fulfillment in our lives. We need to be good. We also need to do good. Otherwise, we won't feel good about ourselves. In addition to doing good, we need to add gratitude. Gratitude is the key to unlocking the way to joy. Gratitude is really an attitude that we all must develop if we are to appreciate the gifts God has given to each of us throughout our lives. Through the remainder of this Advent season, let us show our gratitude to God for all the blessings we have, especially for the gift of our faith. May we always look at others and ourselves through rose-colored glasses, not only on Gaudete Sunday, but throughout the coming year.